If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
All right, Mr. .com. There's some headphones over there. Oh, okay. It's Wendy in for John. John returns tomorrow. David Hochberg was up in the studio, and we were thinking, yeah, you know, mortgage rates, are they affected by the Fed's rate cut of 0.25% yesterday?
Well, typically they don't run in comparison, but yeah. We saw mortgage rates go up in anticipation of what the Fed was going to do. And then after the Fed chair spoke yesterday, they kind of came down a little bit, which is good. But here, let's look at the positive, right? Positive is we've seen 7 rate cuts in the past 24 months, which is a positive,
yeah.
Right? We started, I think, over like it's 8.5. We're now down to 6.75. So we saw 4 rate cuts last year, which was fantastic for our listeners. We have seen 3 rate cuts this year, which is equally as fantastic for our listeners. It's fantastic for our listeners that own and work at car dealerships those men and women hopefully will be able to sell more cars because the financing on those cars should reflect immediately into lower rates.
That's a good point.
And I will tell you what, a lot of our listeners bought cars, Wendy, in the past 3 years. I spoke to one yesterday, and I spoke to one on Monday. One of them was my best friend. He had a rate in the tens, and I hooked him up with Kane County Teachers Credit Union. They're in the process of refinancing him out of his 10% loan, and I just closed on a loan with a listener yesterday, and he's like, hey, now, I said, don't do anything. I don't want to have anybody else pull your credit till after we're done. We just closed his loan. It funded. He's like, hey, now that the loan's done, can I take a look at, you know, can you introduce me to John over at KCTCU about my 10% auto loan? I'm like, absolutely. So he's probably going to go from 10 down a couple, 2-3 points, which is going to save him a substantial amount of money on
difference.
His $70,000 car loan. So,
God,
you know,
when did cars get to be so expensive?
Like, he's got this big truck and all this other stuff. And a car that's like 40, 50 G's now. Okay. A used car, we went to get my daughter a used car, it was like $25,000, $30,000.
What?
Okay. Well, it had low miles, and you know, I got the extended warranty because, of course, she ran it into a tree as soon as we got the car. But I digress. That's why you get your 17-year-old a used car. That's why we get our kids. and then my daughter took it to Michigan and got sideswiped by a truck. It's been great, Wendy. So it's fantastic. It's like an ATM machine in the Hochberg household. So here, all of these little things that our listeners could do. Take a look at that car loan. And give me a call, and I'll introduce you to my team at Kane County Teachers Credit Union. Because if you live outside of their service area, Wendy, I have to be the one that introduces them to them.
Oh, I gotcha.
For regulatory purposes, we're affiliated and got the green light through the IDFPR to be a partner with them. So I could refer people. And this is for listeners not in the Chicagoland area as well. If they're licensed in the state, they could also help our listeners in other states if they fall within their purview of helping.
All right. He's David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg. You can hear him Saturday mornings, Home Sweet Home Chicago, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on WGN, 56David.com. I have a texter, and it's sad, and I want you to see if you can help her. 630.
Sure.
We were talking earlier, the news click was about, are you feeling the holiday stress?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about being stressed. My mom passed away in July and still had a mortgage on her house.
Yep.
We've had it on the market since August with very little interest as the housing market has really slowed down since June of this year. I'm running out of her money to pay off her mortgage and association fees. So on top of grieving my mom, my stomach is in knots about not being able to sell her home. What can she do?
All right, that sucks. I just talked to a lady yesterday. Mom passed away. She's like, yeah, you know, your mom is doing better, gets released from the hospital on Friday, passes away Monday. Okay, and she's her mom's caretaker. So, she called me, hey, what am I supposed to do? She was crying, and you could hear the stress, and she owed $120 on a mortgage. The house is worth $330, so she's got a job. We're helping her refinance. The lender's like, you got 30 days, scared the hell out of her.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, okay. So in this case, death sucks. Right, especially around the holiday time. I lost my mom, right? It's terrible. What this person should do, if you haven't sold your home since August, two things that pop into my mind. Look at a new realtor and look at pricing your home a little lower or offer super incentives to incentivize buyers to come in because something's going on, right? The market doesn't suck. The market's fluid, and at the right price, it'll sell. And to me, it's either a realtor challenge or it's a pricing challenge, and I could help her. It's her or him?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I'm guessing a her.
I could help this texter. If you could give me the number, I'll call.
Yeah, I will.
Call them after I get off the air. But again, the stress. I talk to listeners every day, right? I was talking to a listener walking down here to the studio. You could hear the stress in their voice. Their voices trembles. Kind of like when we got together the first time.
I was just going to say, how many times? Shut up.
Well, you know what it was? You know what it was? All the stress you were under? It's the same thing. Right?
Yeah, but I know you hear, you know, people cry a lot.
Yeah, but what happened after that meeting?
My life turned around.
Right? Yeah. I'm like, all right, I'll take
because
care of
this. Because here, and I'll play the part of a listener who doesn't know what to do. We don't know what to do.
Sure.
We don't know about rearranging the financial furniture.
Yeah.
We don't. So you are just key.
I'm a great mover. I'm a great financial mover.
You are. And you, I don't ever understand when you start talking numbers, but you really have helped so many people, and you continue to do so. And I'm feeling bad for this listener, so I will pass this phone number to you, and we only have like 30 seconds left.
You know what the worst thing to do?
Talk
is?
To me.
To do nothing.
Yes.
And to be paralyzed. And
but many of us become paralyzed.
And that's the worst thing you could do. Okay, so I just want to end at that. The worst thing you could do, there is hope out there. You could always lower the price. You could always get a new realtor. You could always call me. I'll help you promote it on Saturday. You know, Saturday when I'm on, I'll be like, hey, this listener needs to sell a house. Call this realtor, call this, you know, listener. We got to help this listener move this house. And then at a certain price, anything will move. So inaction is the worst action that you could do. And I can't help if you don't call. I know it sounds corny, but it's true.
It's true.
Can't help if you don't call. If you call, I'll do everything I can to put you in the right direction to get the help that you need.
Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg. You can hear him Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sometimes you hear me filling in for
yes.
David Hochberg.
Yes.
How do people reach you, David?
And those are the highest rated shows, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, I know.
855.
Then you called me crying.
Yes, I think. I'm like another great record-breaking show hosted by Wendy Snyder. 855-563-2843 or go to 56david.com. All right, have a great holiday.